A week-long meeting of the UN Climate Panel is underway in Valencia in Spain. The panel is gathered to issue a final report summarising more than 3,000 pages of findings that blame humans for climate change and outlining ways to fight back. Spokesperson for the United Nations Environment Programme is Nick Nuttall. He says the costs of combating climate change are much less than the cost of doing nothing.
We've got government, scientists, top experts meeting in Valencia, Spain this week to put the final touches to what they call the synthesis report. And this essentially will take the three big reports that have been launched this year by the IPCC and basically boil these huge, weighty tomes down into a single seamless document, which will be the document that every delegate attending the next climate change convention meeting, which is happening in December in Bali in Indonesia, this will be the document they will have in their suitcases and in their back pockets. And this basically brings to a closure the fourth assessment of the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change. And essentially, this has set a huge momentum of interest in climate change in train this year from the science. In other words, yes, climate change is happening, it's unequivocal, to the likely impacts, very sobering, from the melting of glaciers in the Himalayas to increased flood risks in New York, and impacts certainly that will happen within the lifetime of many of the listeners on your radio station. And then finally, the IPCC brought out, in a sense, a key that could unpick a box of opportunities in terms of the economics of climate change. They reckon it would cost less than 1% of global GDP per year for the next 30 years to combat this huge challenge to societies and communities across the world.